Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
We welcome into the... What's going on?
What's going on? What are you doing?
What are we doing, girls? What are we doing?
My alarm's going off. I'm so sorry.
We welcome into the studio. As you were. We'll just edit that bit out. We welcome Miss Wagga Wagga, Sarah Naven, and our community princess with the alarm going off, Jess Smith.
Thank you.
How are we doing, guys? You well?
Yeah,
you're
well. Right. Usually I'd be getting up at this time.
Jess, we'll take it easy on you because you've just come off Silly Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We'll take it easy on.
I've got no excuse.
No more. Yeah.
All right, girls. Welcome in. The reason we have you in today, of course, is that tomorrow? Tomorrow you're heading off. Yes.
Yes.
You're off to our sister city in America. Off to Leavenworth.
Yes. Yes.
We'll so excited. Are we?
Yes. 24 hours. We're in Sydney, getting ready to.
Goodness.
Okay. Landing in Sydney. In 24 hours, so yeah.
Excellent.
Come across quick.
Now, I'm assuming you're taking over a whole heap of Wagga stuff to give to the fine people of Leavenworth.
So many things.
What are you taking
over?
What
do you see how many corners of my bag I can fit little tiny koalas and Wagga badges.
Ah.
There's lots there. Yeah. We've got lots of Wagga memorabilia for the people that host us and the mayor.
Yep.
And
you're not taking the Golden Chico or anything.
Thanks for the idea.
You're
might pop past the museum
You're not taking a mayor or an old general manager or.
Anyone in specific?
But old general managers, you've got so many Jews from. Which one do I take?
There's a few to pick. Let's talk about, let's be serious for just a minute, your official duty. So when you're there, what sort of things are you doing to represent Wagga Wagga?
We're doing lots of talks in schools and universities and with the Lions Club. Hopefully we'll meet Rotary. Also, meeting with the mayor and all the councillors. But lots of fun things as well. They've got us seeing a theatre show, a baseball game, even going to the Carousel Museum.
A Renaissance fair.
Yeah, that's the biggest one.
Yeah.
Do you get, I think last time when we had a chat to Melissa, she was involved in a march when she went to...
a protest march.
No, she was in the march through the town in Nordlingen. So is there anything like that?
That was for an anniversary event. Yeah. So ours doesn't really coincide. Oh, well, it coincides with the 55th anniversary of the Sister City relationship.
Yeah.
But I don't think
they're
going
to whack you on the back
of
a truck or do something.
We're going on a fire truck.
There you go.
Yeah, hopefully the Renaissance Festival has something along those lines. We're dressed up in giant gowns or doing sack races or something.
Or the jousting.
There's lots of little games that they're doing, like literally egg and spoon race and stuff.
Wow.
So. All right. So how long are you in Leavenworth for?
6 days for official duty.
Yeah, and then we're off and exploring the US of A?
Yes.
Are you travelling together or splitting up? Or what are you what
travelling
are you
together because we are besties now. And joined at the hip.
Yes.
Everyone's been like, oh, imagine if you guys didn't get along.
So, you know, your secret's safe with us. Do you get along?
Yes.
Sure. So where are you going afterwards?
We're doing a lot of the East Coast, so starting in New Orleans, Memphis,
Nashville.
Nashville, sensational.
Excited.
Yes. Love Nashville.
Washington, D.C., maybe running to Trump. Trump rally.
Beautiful. That'll be good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we thought we would do a little something with you this morning just to see how well prepared you are for this. And we're going to play a little game called... Thank you. How well do you know Leavenworth?
Ooh, yes.
I spent hours on this yesterday. Yeah. It's a fascinating place. Where you're going?
Absolutely
fascinating place. Yep. Righto. So your buzzer will be Sarah. Your buzzer will be Jess.
Okay.
All right. So when
would
you're
you
right,
try your buzzers, please.
Try your buzzers.
Sarah.
Right. Very good. The buzzer works.
Jess.
Your buzzer works.
We put fresh batteries in those.
Righto. So first in with the buzzer gets to answer the question.
Yeah.
Leavenworth is in which state?
Jess.
Sarah.
Ooh.
Leighton, you can be the judge.
I forgot my name.
I think Sarah.
Right.
Yeah.
Kansas.
Correct. Yes. Question two. Who is the current mayor of Leavenworth?
Sarah. Nancy?
Yes, Nancy
last
what?
Last name. Oh, we couldn't pronounce it. Nancy.
Just go Trump. Just kidding.
Nancy's good. We'll go with Nancy. Yeah, yeah. Mayor Nancy. Nancy Bowder. Is that right? Bowder? Bowder?
Yeah, I wasn't sure it was Bowder or
Yeah,
Border
there we go.
Boda,
just call her Nancy. Right? Yeah. Nancy. So yeah. The score at this stage...
Is two.
Right.
Really? Miss Wagga should win this.
Come
anyway,
on, Jess. Jess, pull your finger out. Question three. Which former American president once served at Fort Leavenworth? Yes, Ooh. Jess.
Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Wow.
Score update, Leighton.
It's 2-1.
2-1.
The fingers are out and everything.
Once we get to five, we have to stop.
All right, and next question. Name the two famous figures from the American Old West frontier period who lived and worked in Leavenworth.
Oh,
come on, you should know this.
Hey, give us the question again.
Name the two famous figures from the American Old West frontier period who lived and worked in Leavenworth.
Davy Crockett and...
Oh, you're in the
Where's
sort of...
your buzzer?
Is it like a...
Okay.
We'll know when we get back.
We'll gong you out there. You'll find when you go there, it's Buffalo Bill.
Yes, yes.
Buffalo Bill Cody and Wild Bill Hickok.
There you have it.
Okay, next question. What's the score? 2-1.
2-1.
In favour of Sarah.
Yeah.
Which famous female musician is from Leavenworth?
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
And I'm trying to remember. Melissa Etheridge.
Melissa Etheridge. Yeah. My God, it's 2-2.
Oh, my God.
With one question to come.
We planned it like this.
And we've got no prize. No, the winner gets to go to Leavenworth.
So does the loser.
What river flows through Leavenworth?
Don't say Murray and Pigeon.
Jess.
Yes, Jess.
Missouri.
Yes!
Oh, I have. Jeez. Come from behind with that.
I think I've been trumped.
Well, there we go. The community princess has come from behind and snatched a last gasp victory. I'm impressed you knew all that stuff. That's sensational. I didn't realise it was such a significant place. Leavenworth. Yeah. It's got massive history. Massive history. Yeah. Well, look, lovely to see you this morning. Enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
And who knows, we might catch up with you while you're over there. I don't know if the time difference works in for breakfast radio, but we'll see what happens.
Probably not. My only advice as you fly out tomorrow when the winds are 40 kilometres an hour is to use that paper bag they put on the planes.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Girls, enjoy your trip, and I'm sure you'll be fine ambassadors for our great city, and enjoy Leavenworth.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the time
over in America. We'll see you when you get back.
Thank you.
Miss Wagga Wagga, Sarah Navin, and our community princess, and our winner of the Leavenworth quiz this morning, Jess Smith, everybody. Have a great trip, girls.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.